Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Chef Fernando Ruiz, who recently beat Bobby Flay on the popular Food Network show Beat Bobby Flay. This culinary genius overcame the odds by leaving a life of gangs, drugs, arms trafficking, and prison to becoming a highly sought-after chef and media darling. He currently serves as executive chef at the exclusive lodge at Chama Land and Cattle Company in Chama, New Mexico. Fernando, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate this.
You bet. Certainly our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us a little bit about your cooking style for starters and your chilies en nogada, the dish that ultimately tipped you over the scale to beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network's hit series, Beat Bobby Flay.
Well, that dish there, when they asked me to do the show, they asked me for three signature dishes, and I really can't say that I have three signature dishes that are my own. But that's a dish that I've done quite a bit, and that dish basically represents, it's been around forever and ever. It represents basically the Mexican flag. It's a red, white, and green colored plate. And it's basically a roasted stuffed poblano. It's not fried, and it traditionally goes with the walnut cream sauce, and pomegranate seeds is the garnish for it, and ultimately, he knew what it was right away when I asked him that that was the dish that we're going to compete against. And, yeah, I beat him. Never in a million years. Especially because, I mean, I never signed up to be on Guy's Grocery Games, and I won. And I never signed up to be on Chopped, and I won. And I never signed up to be on Beat Bobby Flay. But my wife's the one that pushed me to do it, man. Like, if it wasn't for her, she basically made me do them. And convinced me to do them because I never wanted to be on TV. But now it's pretty fun. Like, kind of got used to it. In the last 45 days, it's been quite a wild little ride for me. And yeah, I got a manager by the name of John McGallard out of California, and he's working on some stuff. And yeah, who would have known? Three for three.
Yeah, three for three, batting 1,000. You got to love that. What a story, too. Where did you learn to cook besides culinary school? Did you always show an interest in cooking when you were younger? Talk to us about some of that background.
I always showed an interest since I was young. I used to watch my mom and dad, and we grew up back and forth from Mexico, and I grew up butchering. I mean, I butchered my first animal when I was about 12, and watch my dad and my grandparents do like outside pit cooking and stuff like that. So I always had an interest in it. But when I started getting into trouble and going in and out of jail, that's where I kind of picked it up and I liked it, working in the jails and the kitchens there while being an inmate. I mean, you're working in big kitchens and you got a lot of people running around that actually know what they're doing. Because to be honest, I'm going to say about 80% of inmates have worked in a kitchen before sometime in their life, so they kind of get the idea. And yeah, basically we're just, and that's where I kind of got the interest for it. And I went to culinary school, graduated in 99, and I learned from three, four really, really good chefs throughout 12 years, and that's where I picked up a lot of my style of cooking, which is basically the same style of cooking as Bobby Flay's cooking, Southwestern fine dining Mexican. And to beat him in his own game, who would have known? A shot.
That is good stuff for sure. Now, you're very open about your past, and you were involved with a gang and drugs, weapons, trafficking, and you went to prison for all that. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and what changed to make you the success story that you are today? I'm sure you learned a lot.
I'm going to say what ultimately changed me is food. My wife, Michelle Romero, and if it wasn't for her, I really wouldn't be in this position I am now. But when you're in gangs, or if you're dealing drugs, or if you're an alcoholic, or if you're a drug addict, the only person that can help you is yourself. And that took me a long time to take responsibility for that. And ultimately, yeah, like, it was me. I got in trouble. I was dealing guns and drugs at a young age, and I was in and out of jail. And basically, it's up to the person. It's not up to mom and dad. It's not up to grandma, grandpa, your brothers and sisters. It's up to you. And going in and out of jail, I mean, basically, you need to hit rock bottom for you to realize what it did me. I mean, that's how it worked for me. And I stopped doing it from, I told myself from one day to the next, that's it. And the hardest part for me wasn't stop doing drugs. I experimented with a lot of drugs growing up. The hardest part for me was to stop selling drugs. And I told myself, after this, I'm done, and I'm done. And that's what I did. Like, me, myself. Like, it, ultimately, it's up to the person. In jail, I mean, you do what you got to do to stay alive in there and be what you need, what group you need to be with, because it's a shame, but that's the way it is. And, yeah, man, nobody wants to be in there. But there's a lot of people that's what they know, that's what they like. There was a time I was in there for like 6 months, and I saw a guy come in and out about 2 times. And I was like, dude, you just left like 3 months ago. It's like, what are you doing back? And it's like, same routine, the cycle for a lot of people. And that kind of opens up your eyes quite a bit, because you see a lot of stuff. I mean, I grew up in a gang. I saw people getting shot. I mean, I've been cut with the razor. I've been shot with the 22 in the leg. But there, it's, you got to do what you got to do to survive. And once you're in there, you realize, like, what the hell did I get myself into? Because in there, it's pretty much every man for himself when it all comes down to it. What happens when the lights go out, or what happens when the cameras are not there? I mean, we as inmates, and I say we because I was an inmate, we know how to get around that sort of stuff. We know when what time the guards are going to walk in. We know when we see canines in the pod, everybody needs to get rid of all the drugs and flush everything because they're going to get the dogs in here. And there's ways around it. Like, that's all we had was time. And you go in there a criminal, you come out there even more of a criminal.
I know it's hard to try to talk about all that in such a short time, but I know you've seen a lot, witnessed a lot, experienced a lot, and you have certainly made the choice to make the change, and you're certainly doing very well. And I'm definitely, on behalf of VPN, proud of you for your accomplishments so far. So good for you. Today we're joined by Chef Fernando Ruiz, executive chef at the exclusive lodge at Chamaland and Cattle Company in Chama, New Mexico, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, obviously, you're not a stranger to cooking shows now. Besides beating Bobby Flay, you also won on the uber popular show Chopped and Guys Grocery Games. Can you tell us more about those experiences?
Well, I did Guys Grocery Games. That was the first show they asked me to do because they had invited me to do it. And ultimately, I told them no from the get-go. And my wife convinced me to go. She was like, you have to go on that show. Like, there's so many people that sign up and want to be on that don't get chosen, and they're asking you to do it. And I told myself, like, I don't want to be on TV. Like, that's not something I want to do. Like, and she convinced me to do it. And even when I got there, like, cooking in the first round, like, my heart really, I wasn't in it. Like, I didn't want to be there. I don't know what it was. I just didn't want to do it. And I almost gave up in the first round. And then I ended up winning the first round. And then I told myself, I can actually win this thing. And I really got into it in the second and third round. And it got fun. And I won. And so I get home, and obviously I can't say anything. I'm under contract, so you got to be quiet about who wins or loses. And so I get home, and I tell my wife, and it's just, okay, I'm never going to put myself through that position again. Like, I went and did what my wife wanted me to do, and I actually won, and I'm done. Like, I made everybody happy. I'm not ever doing that ever again. And a year later, they asked me if I wanted to do Chopped. And I made the mistake of telling my wife that they sent me an application to fill out. And she got me maybe 6 months after they sent it to me. She convinced me to fill it out. And a week later, I was in New York filming Chopped. And I told myself, I'm not there to win. I'm there. My goal is not to be the first chef to go home. if I make it to the dessert round and chop, and I win or lose, I could care less because I'm not a pastry chef by any means. And then I end up winning chopped, and it's it's just like a fairy tale story. And then they asked me to go beat Bobby Flay to go do that show, and again, my wife convinced me to do it, and my goal was just to beat the first chef and be able to compete against Bobby, and to be able to beat him, and I beat him in a southwestern Mexican dish, what he specializes in, what I cook, that's my style of cooking, and to beat him in his own kitchen stadium, in his own show. And I actually beat him, and I won. And the last 30, 40 days, it's been quite a ride. It's been wild.
I love it. And by the way, who doesn't like Mexican food? Man, that is some good stuff. And really awesome experiences there on those other two shows as well. Lastly, tell us what you're doing in terms of your career and what we can expect next from you. Anything in the works that we should be aware of?
Well, right now I'm working on a couple of cookbooks, which specializes in, it's a pretty cool concept. And I'm going to put a bunch of my recipes in there and such. And we're working on a steakhouse here within the next year. But one of the books is basically, I'm going to do a little history on the evolution of prison food from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s until we are now, and see where that's gotten and if it's improved or whatever, because the food we had was crap. And I'm going to incorporate like an autobiography on myself and a bunch of my recipes, pictures and stuff, which is a cool little concept on a book, I think. And we're working on a bunch of TV, and yeah.
Outstanding, Mr. Ruiz, and really good to connect with you. And I'm sure our listeners have been inspired by your story and what you've done to make the change, turn the corner. You're doing an awesome job out there, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and kind of follow you on social media, that kind of thing. Where is the best place to connect?
They can find me on Facebook under Fernando Ruiz, R-U-I-Z is the last name, on Instagram. You can find me under chef_FernandoReese77. And we're getting ready to launch a website, and that's Fernando. It's chef.FernandoReese.com. And we're going to open that up in the next week or so.
Again, Mr. Ruiz, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and hopefully we can get you back on in the future for another conversation. Take care.
Please do, man. I really appreciate this. It's been fun.
And I couldn't agree more. I'm right with you there. Today we've been speaking with Chef Fernando Ruiz, Executive Chef at the Exclusive Lodge at Chama Land and Cattle Company in Chama, New Mexico. And for all the details and to connect, simply visit ChefFernandoRuiz.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.